So we're quite early here. Building something like this obviously takes quite a while. I mean, just look at the amount of effort that's gone into building Second Life as we know it. And so far, progress is good, but it's far from a world yet. It's technology starting to come together. And we're working in a different way to make sure that we're fast and agile. And so we're learning a new way of working together. We're about 4 months in, you know, although some of the technology had sort of been worked on for a bit before then. But in earnest, we sort of really started to devote and put, you know, significant resources on it and really go after it about 4 months ago. We have a pretty strong idea of what we want it to be. Like I said, it's going to be in the spirit of Second Life, in that the idea of user-generated content for creating spaces, places, and, you know, things within it, and then make it easy to invite people into those spaces and communicate and socialize within those spaces. That's sort of the core of what we want to solve for, but be able to do it in a way that the visual fidelity of the content, the performance, the scalability, and those things go to a place where it would just be too hard to get Second Life to achieve those things sort of retroactively. So we're now working hard to sort of, now that we've sort of, we defined the first milestone and we're close to getting to closure on that milestone, the next milestone will be at the end of the year, and we still have to figure out exactly what things we want to achieve in that time. That's coming up here over the next couple of weeks.